2CH 1170, and I am just back after a month of holidays, and one of the things that I missed while being away was an event at our church, a village church in Annandale, where a group met that is working to help out asylum seekers, refugees, and Greg Lake is heading it all up, and Greg is on the line. Greg, good evening.
Nice to speak to you.
Mate, the group that you're heading up, it used to be called Welcome to My Place, but it's now called Act Local. What is it you do?
Yeah, look, actually, we announced that that new name at your very church there, so thanks for having us there at Village Church. Act Local is all about saying, how do we as people and as Christians as well think about what it means to take a big, complicated issue like that of refugees and asylum seekers, take it out of the political discussion and into the personal. So how do I build a relationship with somebody? I guess that's kind of our key focus.
So you're not really thinking about campaigning one side or the other about what do we do about boats and things like that. We're saying, well, given that there is a reality of refugees and asylum seekers in the Australian community, particularly in the Sydney community, what is it that we do? How do I actually love my neighbour?
Yeah, that's right. And we're aware that people have strong views about the politics. There are people who think about this issue from all walks of life and political persuasions. Our thing is, regardless of those political persuasions, whichever side you fall on, building relationships with people is actually easy and actually incredibly fulfilling. There's so much value in knowing somebody who embodies and personalizes the issue for us. That really helps to inform our political views, whatever they might be.
Mm-hmm. And so you had a night a couple of weeks ago in Annandale, and I guess people from all sorts of different spectrums who've been, or persuasions, if you like, who've been interested in caring for asylum seekers got together. What are some of the steps that different people are taking?
Yeah, look, one of the things we enjoy doing is hosting all different organisations that are involved with refugees and new migrants in general. So we had representatives from all sorts of organisations, from international teams through to Joining the Dots, through to Anglicare and World Vision, all of those organisations who at some level or in some way equip people who want to build those community relationships. So we sort of like to refer people on to the opportunities that are in their local area. And as we can all know, as we're all aware, there's so many different communities, even just around Sydney. You could live in a different part of Sydney and not recognise the other half of the place. And so recognising what's going on in your local area and understanding what organisations are in place there, one of our key strengths, I think, is in helping you find those opportunities. Yeah.
So okay, I'm somebody who actually thinks, all right, I haven't really known an asylum seeker, haven't really known a refugee, but I actually have it on my heart that this is an area that I'd like to care for somebody in. What do I do?
Yeah, so first of all is recognising that actually. Some people have got that intuitively, but there are 30,000 refugees and asylum seekers living in the Australian community who live on less than Centrelink's. They actually live on 89% of the Centrelink benefits they'd otherwise be eligible for as an Australian. And that leaves them in pretty tough situations. In some cases, the way that you as an individual can help is by just volunteering time with a resource centre to provide conversational English opportunities, for example, or perhaps donating things to assist somebody who might be setting up a home. It might be building relationships through your profession, so legal services, educators, people in the health sector. There are lots of opportunities to help out using professional skills. And frankly, all of us can be involved in simply being a friend. So many people who arrive in Australia, regardless of whether they're refugees or not, struggle to build friendships with people in the Australian community. And that's such a key part of kind of embedding yourself in a community and becoming a constructive member of that community. All of us can assist with that simply by being available as a friend.
Mm. You're doing one that's, you personally are doing one that's a little bit unusual, though. You're taking a group of asylum seekers to compete in the Sydney Hobart.
Yeah, look, this is, I suppose in some ways this is a little bit of a fun thing for me, but it's also in some ways an example of exactly what I've just been talking about. I'm a sailor. I've grown up sailing boats. I sail out of Middle Harbour Yacht Club out at Mosman. I live up in the Northern Beaches, so that works pretty well. And I was thinking about it going, well, this is something I spend time and energy on. I love the relationships that happen on a boat. I wonder if there's a way for me to combine my love of sailing and getting involved with people and also my interest in refugees and building relationships with asylum seekers. So I thought, surely we can put a campaign together with boat people on a boat. And so we've got
boat,
a sailing
boat
program.
Boat people on a boat.
It's not really what we like to talk to people about, but it's kind of the stunt element, I guess. So we're called Young and Free, and it's we've been together a Sydney to Hobart campaign, which will hopefully go down. It may not end up being this year. We're probably not ready, so it'll be the following year. So 2016, Sydney to Hobart. with a crew made up of asylum seekers who came to Australia by boat.
Hey, Greg, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
No, thanks for having me.
Hey, that's Greg Lake on the line there from Act Local.